Pure Sarin, the top of Nun Hey Mud Aleph. Three lines down. Darshuv Nachman by Rav Chista. Bisha, Shnei Mishkavot, Ubibehema, Mishkav Echad. When it comes to a woman, you can be Chayav for two possible the types of Mishkav. It's Mishkav Kedarka and Mishkav Shlo Kedarka. Ubibehema, Mishkav Echad. But when it comes to an animal, there is only one possibility of being Chayav. So that we learn, obviously, from the Mishkevei Isha, that's what we had before, Mishkevei Isha in the plural. But so that's when it comes to a woman, Mishkevei Isha, since the plural is used, therefore, whether it's Kedarka or Shelo Kedarka, you'd be Chayav. On the other hand, when it comes to a Behema, you're only going to be Chayav in one possible fashion. So Matkufla Rav Papa, Rav Papa suggested or questioned this underlying premise of the Rabba. Isha Do'orchahi. Hey, but if you're talking about a woman where there is a normal way and a not normal way, then amishkav mechayav, amidah machrina lo mechayav. Then when it comes to kedarka, you should be chayav. When it comes to lo kedarka, you should not be chayav. But behema, the lab orchahi, by behema, there is no orcha at all. There is no normal way because bestiality is not an acceptable form. And therefore, the chayav ala, kol nekev v'nekev, there you should be chayav, both to kedarka, v'shalo kedarka. Now, the question of Rav Papa, only from one perspective, doesn't really make sense because we do have the limud of Mishkevei Isha. The limud of Mishkevei Isha says by a woman that you're going to have Bichayah, both for Shekedarka and Shelokedarka. So, all Rav Papa is suggesting is if you're going to make a logical argument, the logical argument should have gone the other way, which is that you should have been more open to possibilities by a behema than by a woman. We know la halacha, we know for in reality that that's not the case, that a woman has kedarka shelo kedarka. So I assume that the suggestion of a papa is that a behema should be the same way, or should have the same nature. So the Gemara says, Tanyo, you have a brisa. Zachar ben teisha shamim v'yom echad. You have a male who's 9 years and 1 day old. A bala behema. Ben kedarka, ben shelo kedarka. So this is the brisa that we brought earlier. So in this instance, Vaisha meviat behema leah ben kedarka, ben shelo kedarka, chayav. So now, if you read this brisa, it's one of two possibilities, right? There's one possibility to take like neither like Rav Nachman nor like Rav Papa, because over here the brisa is suggesting that right, both are chayav. Whether it's a woman is ben kedarka, ben shelo kedarka. And whether it's the behema, it's ben kedarka or ben shelo kedarka. So that means that it's on both, and that would be against the both positions. It could be, if Rav Papa's question really is, let behema be like a woman, then this could be, Brazil could be like Rav Papa's position. Alright, so that depends on how you read the question of Rav Papa over here. So now, Amarle Ravina the Rava, Hame'areb Zachor Mahu. So when it comes to Mishkav Zachor, when it comes to homosexuality, in regular arayot, or in regular relationships, there are different possibilities of being chayav. And if you have a bi'ah gemura, you have a full sexual encounter, then you are chayav. We have a limud in the Parshat Arayot that's not what you need. You don't need full penetration, but you just need hera. Hera is machlokas, actually, in the Gemara Yevamot. How much is Hera, how much that is, and the two deot in the Gemara and Yevamot are either that is what's called Neshika, that as long as the male member touches the female organ, that's enough to be Chayav, or the other possibility is Hachnasat Atara, that at least the tip of the member has to enter into the woman in order to be Chayav. But that's true when you're talking about a male and a female. When you're talking about male and male, do we have the same Chiyuv? Meaning that is it? Do you need a gemar bi'ah to be chayav in a complete sexual encounter, or is it enough to be me'are? Meaning here either mean neshika or hachnasat atara to be chayav. So ame'are bezachur mishkevei yishaktivei. What type of question is that? We had this yesterday as well, that the term mishkevei isha is used to describe the mishkav zachar, and if by isha the requirement is only a hara, then the same thing should be true by mishkevei zachar. Ella, ame'ara bebehema mahu. My question is not about a mishkav zachar, but rather it's about a behema.
We
Well, we have the term Hara is used twice in Parshat Arayot. In Parshat Kedoshim, it's used twice. Once by a Nida, and then once by Achot Aviv, Achot Imo, and the other time by his aunts. So, if by Nida, the term Nida would have been sufficient for all Arayot, because we have a Hekesh between all the Arayot, and therefore we learn from Nida. Had it been written once, it would have been sufficient. The fact now that it's written a second time, what do we do that? So what do we do with that? So this, since it's extra, the Hayit Kish Lahara de Nida, because by Nida it's written, Bish Asher Yishka V'tisha Tava V'gila Et Ervata Et Mikora Ra. So that's what we're looking for. He Gilta Et Mikor Demea V'nichutu Shneya Mikir V'mam. This following pasuk, which is Ervat Achot Imecha V'Achot Avicha, which is what the Gemara is referring to here, Lo Tegale Ki Et She'er She'ro Hera Abonam Iso. Shira Hera. So the term Hera is used again. So now, we didn't need the second term Hera, because in the pasuk by Nida, it already says Hera. So that Hera, we say, is Hukash L'chol Arayot, and therefore you're Chayav for Hera by all forms of Nida, all forms of Arayot. So now, this extra Hera, what are you going to do with it? So that's what the Gemara says. Im Eino the Inyan, if it's not for Arayot themselves, Tzneo Inyan L'Hara de Behema. Therefore, use it for Hera by Behema, because I know Hera by Arayot. I know Hera by Mishkav Zachor, because it says Mishkavei Yisra. So now the only one I don't know about is by Behema. So since I have an extra Hera, we're going to apply it also by Behema. Michte, let us see. Behema, Mechaive Mitot Bezdinhi. Wait, a person who has a sexual encounter with an animal, bestiality, is chayav mita in Bezdin, meaning that he gets skila. That was one of the items listed in our Mishnah, who gets skila. So, lomali dichtiv the hara didag gabay chayve kritot. But when it comes to the hara that we found in the pasuk, the extra hara, that's written by achot imcha and achot avicha. The chiyuv for achot, or violating the arayot of one's aunt, the sister of your father, sister of your mother, right, that is chayav kritot. So why would I have lichtevei gabe chayvei mitot bezin? If I have to learn for behema, at least get something that's, you know, common between them. If I'm going to say inu inyan for your aunt, then take it and use it for behema. At least have them be in the same category, that they're both chayvei mitot bezin, they're both chayav skila. Over here, you're trying to take something that's chayav karet and then play the limud, apply the limud to something that's chayav mitot bezin, that's chayav skila. So when it says, at least then have a limud that is in the common category. When it says, no, that, and since that pasuk is entirely extraneous, it threw in all the drashot in that pasuk. That pasuk by ant is completely extraneous. That's from the Parshat Arayot. We're not going to get involved why this pasuk itself is extraneous here. But because it's already taken into account and it's fully written, since it's extraneous and the Gemara is looking for, or the Torah wants to give us all the limudim, it threw in this along with the other limudim from this pasuk because it's an extraneous pasuk. So we're not, true, it would have been better if it was something that was in the same category mitzvot based in. But right now, since we have a pasuk that's giving us all the drashot, the Torah threw that is in, or threw the hera in as well, to open it up for a drasha. So now we've concluded the question, which is the question that Ravina had to Rava, which is, does hera apply to behema? The answer is in the affirmative, yes it does, because of the extra word hera that is found by achot avicha and achot imecha. So now, an additional question. By mine, Rav Chudvai, or Ami Rav Sheshet. Ha-me'areh be'atzmo, mahu. Someone who does hera by to himself, right, what's the din? So Amalei Kabastan says, what type of question is this? This is an impossible situation, and you're just, asking questions to cause problems. Right? Someone cannot, what is the situation or circumstance where a person could have a arayot with themselves? So Amavashi, what's your question? If a person has an erection, it's impossible. The only possibility of a person having this type of arayot, meaning that having a homosexual relationship with themselves, That's only when the Aver is not erect. That's the only way this could be possible. So if that's the question that you're asking, when your Aver is made, when the member is not erect, the one who says that having sexual relations with a non-erect member is patur, then halacha patur. There's nothing to talk about here. The mandar mar chayav, the one who says you are chayav for such a thing, halacha chayav. So that's the... there's no question, you'll be chayav. And tarte mechayav, you'll be chayav twice. Mechayav ha-shochev, or mechayav ha-nishkav. Mechayav for both being the shochev and the nishkav in this case. But it was solely, the question is really not a question about our circumstance, it's a question about whether Meshamesh mate is considered to be arayot or not considered to be arayot. If you can answer that question, then you can answer your question yourself. So again, the idea that you ask the question, I mean that you're asking a question that, first of all, started out as almost impossible. And even if you find the possibility that it could happen, then it really is framed around another question, which is Meshamesh mate considered to be chayav or not chayav? So you could have answered the question for yourself. You didn't need to pose such a question. All right, so now, Bayimine Rav Sheshet. That's another question. Oved kochavim habal behema mahu. Oved kochavim that performs bestiality, what is the din? And when we say over here, what is the din? We know the din. And the din is that it's a death penalty for the Oved kochavim. The only question now is, what's the din of the behema? What's the din of the animal? We know by a Jew, right, if he has bestiality with the animal, that the animal is put to death. That it says goes to skila. So, what is the status of this animal? Why? Takala bikalon be'inan. Do we need, and our Mishnah mentioned this, do we need michshalavon? We need someone to be tripped up by the animal, to sin with this animal, plus be embarrassed about it. V'hocha takala ika. Over here, there is a michshalavon. Here there is a problem that the avoid kochavim is sleeping with the animal, so there is a avon, kalon leka, but embarrassment there is not. So why is there no embarrassment? So Rashi gives two possibilities. One possibility is darkan bekach, that was a normal course of behavior for them, so therefore it wasn't embarrassing. The other possibility is that maybe it is embarrassing, but the Torah is not worried about their embarrassment. I mean, the Torah is concerned with the embarrassment of Israel, it's not concerned with the embarrassment of a avoid kochavim. Odilma, maybe you say takala afopisha ein kalon. Maybe you say simply the fact that someone was caused to sin by this animal is enough or sufficient to have the animal be put to death, right? And that you don't need the embarrassment aspect. So I'm Rav Sheshet Tinitua. We have a Mishnah that says this, or a Tanaic work that says this. Ma ilanot. Just you can learn from a tree. She'ein ochlim ve'ein shotim. They don't eat. They don't drink. Ve'ein merichin and they don't smell. Amra Torah, hashcheit, srof, v'chalei. Right, cut them down, burn them, eliminate them. What are you talking about here? We're talking about a tree that is used for Asherah, a tree that was used for Avodah Zarah. There's a requirement to totally uproot them and to destroy the tree. So here you have a tree that has no, it's in a sense an inanimate object that has no free choice, and yet it's destroyed. Ho ba'adam takala yadan. Since they caused something, a tripping up of an individual, meaning that they caused someone to sin, therefore they're destroyed. Someone who pushes their friend, who causes their friend to go from the way of life to the way of death, or meaning causes them to sin, then they're going to be held responsible or accountable for this fact. So Ella, so what do you see now? You see from this statement or this idea that Ilan is put to quote-unquote death, the Ilan is destroyed for simply causing takala. Over here we're not talking about kalon, we're not talking about embarrassment, because we're talking about Ovid of Ezra. That was a common practice. So if they worship in the Esherah, and that's simply a takala, we still destroy the tree. So the proof here, or what he's trying to suggest over here, is that kill the behema. Because if it's a takala for the Ovid Kochavim, that should be sufficient a reason to put the behema to death. Oh, mi'ata. So now what do you want to suggest? Oved kochavim hamishtachaveh lebehemto titaser umikatla. So now what do you want to suggest? That an oved kochavim, based on this logic, if you take this logic and extend it to its conclusion, or its logical conclusion, then you would also assume that if a oved kochavim worships his behema, the behema should be put to death. Because the oved kochavim will be punished by death for worshiping his behema. If that's the case, they have a takala by a behema. Takala by a behema, you should put the behema to death. Or it says, wait a minute. You can't have this situation by Oved Kochavim where you're going to kill the behema, when if it was a Jew who carried this out, they wouldn't kill the behema. I mean, you can't expect more from the Ovid Chachamim than you can from a situation in which a Jew would be placed in. So here, if we're not going to kill the behemoth for a Jew, then why would you kill it from for a Ovid Chachamim? So where it says, all right, so let's just ask the basic question. Why, right, why not at Yisrael Gufei Litzar? May they have a revia? That this should be the same case for a Jew. A Jew who worships his behemoth, the behemoth should be put to death the same way that if there's bestiality performed with this animal, you'd also put it to death. Why? If the soul qualification for putting the animal to death is takala, that it caused someone to sin, just like by bestiality you'd put it to death, so too by avodah zarah you should put it to death. Why should there be any difference in these cases? So Amar Abaye, zeh klono mu'at. Well, it depends. The embarrassment for bestiality is significant. The embarrassment for worshipping a behemoth is minimal, if at all. So, how are ilanot? Wait a minute, you have ilanot. If you want to say, right now what you're suggesting is that you need takala and kalon. But not only do you need takala and kalon, you need a lot of kalon. You need to have a cause for a sin. Plus, the person is very embarrassed by their action because the action they took is so right off the normal path of human behavior. So here, by bestiality, we put the animal to death. But by a case of avodah zarah, since true it's a takala, and true it's embarrassing they worship behemoth, but it wasn't so far-fetched. It was a normal course of behavior. People did this, even though it seems ridiculous, they still did it. And therefore, since it was commonplace, the embarrassment is less significant. But you're entering into the factor embarrassment. You just brought me ilanot, trees. By trees, there was no embarrassment. It was all about avodah zarah, and we said takala was enough to kill the trees. So why don't we say the same by behemah? Dein klonan miruba, by a tree, it's clear that there the embarrassment is not significant. Amar Torah, shcheit, srof, v'chaloi. And over there it says, destroy the tree. So Abaye's answer is, b'balei chayim kaminyan, dechas rachmano lai. You're talking about animals. Animals, the Torah has rachmano son. If you're going to kill a tree, okay. Killing a tree, that if we have even a little clone, even if we have a little embarrassment, and a takala, we'll kill the tree. When it comes to a behemoth, when it comes to livestock, something that's alive, you want to put it to death and kill it, that you need much more significant. The Torah had Rachmanus and says you need something significant in it. You need takala plus kalon miruba. You have to have a more significant embarrassment. Now, based on Abaye's answer, right, it should have been obvious to the Gemara, or the comparison that's made up front seems somewhat tenuous. How did the Gemara in the first place compare between the case of a tree to a case of a behemah? Or, how did the Gemara ever compare between a behemah of bestiality to a behemah of Ovid Avodah Zarah? I mean that, you see by the answer of Abaye that they're on unequal footing. If they're on unequal footing, what exactly is the question of the Gemara over here? So Tosfos suggests that the Gemara, in its original statement, or the question of the Gemara is, the way I explained it so far is the way that Rashi had explained it,
which is that Abaye's position is that you require both takala and kalon, and he rejects the position or the question of Rav Sheshet, that there could be a possibility of a death penalty to the behemah with just takala, but Abaye is of the position or of the belief that takala and kalon are needed over here. And therefore, his whole differentiation is along the lines of takala kalon, whether it's kalon miruba or kalon muetet. But he doesn't have this question of just takala standalone that Rav Sheshes has. And that's the Abaye's solution is dealing with it. Everything has takala v'kalon, it's just gradations of takala kalon, as opposed to Rav Sheshes, who has a whole other category called takala.
He rejects that for a number of reasons why Rashi, I'm not going to go through the details of why, but he rejects that explanation. So therefore, he suggests over here that it was clear to the questioner here that there was a difference between bowing down to an animal and a case of the tree or the case of bestiality. So now, what was the question or what was the statement over here? So Yesh Lomar, the Hacha Pashit. This is what he's saying. Ki hechi degabe ilanot hishva katuv shalov dechachavim l'shel Yisrael. Just look by trees, right? A Jew and a non-Jew are treated equally. Afal gab d'Yisrael ika takala v'kalon u'b'shalov gechachavim leka ela takala l'chud. By a tree, a Jew worships a tree, there's a sin, plus there's a little embarrassment. They're not supposed to be doing avodah zarah. By non-Jew, it's so commonplace that yes, there's a takala, but there is no kalon. Yeah, so we draw a parallel between the tree of a Jew and a tree of a non-Jew, even though their relationship to the tree is different. One of them has takala, one of them has takala and kalon. So hachanami. So that's the suggestion here. The same should be true by a behemah, right? By Nirba, Behema that's Nirba, you should draw the same parallel. Even though by Yisrael we have Takala and Kalon, by non-Jew we just have Takala. But we see that doesn't make a difference. By a tree it doesn't make a difference. Then by Behema it should also not make a difference. And that's what the questioner asks. Because otherwise you could just suggest it, listen, I have a Behema of Avodah Zarah where you don't get killed. The animal doesn't get killed, then you have Takala. So that should be the answer to the question right away. In fact, that doesn't give the question. Tosafot says this is the question that they're asking. They're asking is, we have this idea that what's true for a Jew is true for a non-Jew, but on a different level. For a Jew, which is Takala v'kalon, by a non-Jew is sufficient to be just Takala. So if you say that by a tree, let's say the same thing by a behema of bestiality. By a Jew, the requirement is Takala and Kalon. Maybe by a non-Jew, Takala should be sufficient. Along comes the answer of the Gemara and says, no, that's not the case. The case is where we can't draw that parallel only because the behema is different. Behema, we require Takala v'kalon because Chas Rachmana Aleh. The Torah is that the parallel between a tree to a behema is not a good parallel. Because a tree is only a kalon muat, small amount of embarrassment. An animal is a large amount of embarrassment, kalon meruba. And only in the cases of a kalon meruba are we going to be willing to put a livestock or an animal to death. And that's the answer of the Gemara. So now Rava is going to offer an alternative answer. Rava says, Rava Amar, Amra Tomra, behema nehenit, mevera, meavira teare. It's only when the behema itself gets benefit from the avira do we put it to death. So therefore, in the cases of bestiality, we put the behema to death because the behema, in a sense, got quote-unquote benefit from the avira. Why? So Mar says, wait a minute, hare ilanot. You have trees over there. The trees get no benefit from being worshipped. They get nothing out of this. The Torah still says to wipe them out. So again, the answer of Rabba is going to be, you're comparing livestock to inanimate objects to a tree. That's not a good comparison. We'd be willing to take out a tree or destroy a tree for much less than we will be willing to destroy an animal. An animal is alive, right, or a live being, and therefore we would be much more careful, or we'd need a higher standard in order to put the animal to death. So the standard by the animal is that you need both takala and you need hana'a, whereas by the tree, all you need is takala, you don't need hana'a. So again, we don't, in a sense here, we don't have an answer to the question. The question was, by a Oved Kochavim, is takala sufficient? So we thought that we had an answer from the Ilanot that Takala should be sufficient. The Gemara comes back and says that's not a good comparison with Takala of Ilanot because here we're talking about livestock, we're talking about a behema, and the standard for behema is higher than the standard for a Ilan. So now we don't have a conclusion from that. So now Tashma, let us try from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Davar Acher. Our Mishnah gives two reasons why the animal is put to death. The first reason the animal is put to death is because the takala came through this animal. The second reason given is because the behema will be walking in the shuk, and people will see the behema and say, this is the behema that caused so-and-so to be put to death. So we have a case of takala, and what seems to be, the first reason seems to be a problem of takala, that he caused the sin. Second reason seems to have to do with embarrassment, that it's going to cause embarrassment. So tashma, davar acher, shalote behema uver b'shuk, v'yomru zuhi sheniskal ploni al yada. So people will say that this is the behema that caused so-and-so to be put to death. So that's a case of embarrassment. So my love. So what do you want to suggest now? Midaseifa takala v'kalon. Since the second case in the Mishnah involves both takala and kalon, how do we have kalon? We have the embarrassment because the Mishnah says that people won't say this is the animal that caused so-and-so to be put to death. Now the takala aspect is because how do they say it? So that you also mentioned the takala, that the person was put to death by this behema. By saying that, you're saying that here's the cause of the sin plus the kalon. That implication is resha takala below kalon. The resha, the case in the first explanation of why the behema is put to death, will simply be about takala. I'll read you the quote from the Mishnah, which is behema machata'a ela lefisha ba adam takala yada fikach markatov tisakel. It's explicit. The first reason given in the Mishnah for why the behema is put to death is simply because of takala. It caused someone to sin, or somebody sinned because of it. So now what do you see? You see you have 2 points in the Mishnah which say why the animal is put to death. The ratio, which seems to be that takala is sufficient, and the seifa, which is that you need takala vik kalon. So how do you come up with such a case? V'hechi domi. How do you have a case of just takala? So the answer is, the case is a case of ovei kochavim ba behema. Now you have a case of takala only without kalon. So if that's the suggestion, now we have a solution to our problem that our Mishnah addresses, which is that takala is enough by a oved kochavim. Gemara says, well, don't read it that way. Seifa takala v'kalon. The seif is a case, you're right, of takala and kalon. But reisha hakamashmalan dafilu kalon below takala nami mechayve. That embarrassment without a takala is enough. You don't need takala. What's the case of that? Veichi dami, what's that case? Yisrael abala behema b'shogeg. Someone has a shogeg, b'shogeg has a relationship with a behemah, is bestiality b'shogeg. In that case, we will say that even though there is no takala, in the end the person is not put to death because of this animal, nevertheless, the kalon will be sufficient to put this animal to death. So that's what the Mishnah suggests. I'm going to say, no, you can't bring any conclusions about an oved over kachavim from our Mishnah because we explain our Mishnah as being kalon the resha and sefer being kalon vitakala. And therefore, all it tells us is that just cologne is sufficient. Embarrassment is sufficient to put the animal to death. What's that case? A case of bestiality, b'shogeg al yedei Yisrael. Now, the only problem with this explanation is the words in the Mishnah. Little problem, right? The Mishnah says takala. Right? The Mishnah says takala bal yada. So I can explain that. So we have to reread it, as Rashi suggests over here. Umay takala diktani, shebat adam takala, yedei takalat kalon tamar. So not meaning takala avon, but takalat kalon caused a person tremendous embarrassment. This animal caused them to be tripped up by this embarrassment. Right, so that's, you have to reread the Mishnah. It doesn't read so smoothly, but at least here the Gemara wants to reject any conclusion from our Mishnah. Okay, the Bai Rav Hamnuna, similar question, or this is the question basically what Rav Hamnuna asked. The Bai Rav Hamnuna, Yisrael abala behema b'shogeg mahu. Yisrael that has bestiality with an animal behema b'shogeg, what's the din? Takala v'kalon v'inan. We need both takala and kalon. V'hacha kalon ika takala leka. We have embarrassment, but we don't have takala because the person is not put to death. V'dilma kalon afu b'shein takala. Or maybe kalon by itself will be sufficient. So according to the way we're reading the Mishnah now, right, we would have a conclusion that the answer is that kalon is sufficient. So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, I have a proof to the question that you have. Bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad mitkadeshet b'biyah. A woman or girl who reaches the age of 3 years in one day, her bia is considered to be a real bia. In order for her, so number one is that she could be mitkadeshet bibia. You can have kiddushin through bia because it's considered bia. Since it's considered bia, you can establish kiddushin with this woman. You can create kiddushin through bia with this girl. Vimbala yabam kana'a, if she was now waiting to be mityabemet, and her yabam sleeps with her, since she is ra'uya, the bi'a, that's enough for the yabam to create the relationship with her, and he'd be koneher. And therefore, the only way for him to then terminate their marriage would to be have a get. Chalitza will no longer be sufficient. He'll have to use a get, and he'll have to either give the get to her father, or wait till she becomes older, of age, have bi'a with her, and then give her a get. V'chayvein alea mishum eshet ish. If she then is married, if she has kiddushin to an individual at that age, then if she has an extramarital affair, then she would be held accountable, or but the person who sleeps with her would be accountable. Now a girl or a woman or female is mitamei benida from day one of her life. But there are two different concepts. By nida, there's nida, which is the tumat nida. Tumat nida affects anybody who touches the nida. The other hand, in the parsha of the nida, there's an additional category called bo'el nida. Someone who sleeps with a nida. Person who sleeps with a nida becomes tamei, exactly like the nida. So that's true here. If someone who sleeps with this girl who is a nida, then they will be considered a boel nida as long as she's over the age of 3 years in one day, because that bia is a good bia, and therefore they're classified as a boel nida to be mishkav, to mitamei mishkav tachton ke'elyon, that they'll have the same effect on mishkav like the elyono shel zav. Just like the zav who carries something makes it into a rishon letuma, so to over here the bo'el nida makes anything under him that he's sleeping on top of into a rishon letuma. Niseit the kohen, if she gets married to a kohen, ochelet b'chuma, she can eat chuma because here she is fully married, and if she can be fully married, she can eat chuma. And ba'ale achad min apsulim, if she had relations with anybody who is pasul the kohena, paslam min kohena, then she's no longer ro'uya to be for the kihuna. Vimbala echad mikol arayot amarot b'torah. If any one of the arayot sleep with her in the Torah, matim al yada, they will be put to death because of her, because she is ro'uya le'biyah. Therefore, the biyah is a violation of parshat arayot, and they'll be put to death. V'hi b'tura. And of course, she will be patur because she is below the age. She's a minor, so she'll be patur. Echad mikol ariot v'afilu behema. So now the Gemara is commenting on this braisa and saying, wait, it says any of the ariot, in parshat ariot, you also have homosexuality and bestiality. So bestiality is mentioned there, so you see that here you have a case of behema with a girl who is below the age of where it's going to be embarrassing. Vahacha de kalon, I'm sorry, that she's below the age where she'll be held accountable. Vahacha de kalon, over here you have embarrassment, ika, takala, leka, but you don't have a stumbling block, you don't have an avon over here. Buktani mumatima yadan, we say we still put to death because of her. Now in the case of regular ayot, when you talk about human beings, alright, the person who perpetrated the crime with her will be put to death. By behema, when you say mumatima yada, there's only one thing that can be put to death over here, that's the behema. She's too young to be put to death. So if she's too young to be put to death, the only thing that can be put to death here is the behema. So what do we suggest? They suggest even this brisa, that the behema will be put to death, because there is kalon, but there is no takala. So that should be the answer to our question. Our question is, when it comes to just kalon and no takala, it should be put to death. So kevan de mezida hi takala nami ika. No, in this case, a bestiality, the girl herself, this young girl, is doing it intentionally. She's a mezida. She knows what she's doing. The thing is that she's just not chayevet. The Torah says that a minor is not chayevet. So since she is able to, or she is doing it with intent, her doing it with intent tells us that there really is kalon, and there really is takala. It's just that this takala is not punishable by death. But truthfully, if she was of age, she would have been punished by death. So over here, we can't classify this as kalon by itself. This is really takala v'kalon. There's a dispensation that you don't get punished for the takala, but it's still takala v'kalon, and we can't prove anything from this braisa. So that's it. So here, came into mezida takala nami ikav rachmanu hu dechas Allah. Allah didachas. On her, the Torah had rachmanus. A behema dochas. But when it comes to the animal, it didn't have rachmanus. Therefore, the behema will be put to death, even though she is not put to death. That we tried to bring a proof, or tried to understand what's the story by kalon by itself, and not takala. Tried to bring a proof from this braisa, and we reject that proof. Now, amarava tashma, we'll try another proof. Pen teisha, we'll do it from the male side. Ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, a boy reaches the age of 9 years and one day. Echad abala yibim tokana, if he then sleeps with his yivama, right, he has relations with the yivama, he's koneher. Now, he's koneher, so therefore she can no longer perform chalitza with her, but he also can't give her a get, because he's a minor. He can't be a minor and give a get, so he'll have to wait until he's older, have bi'ah with the woman again when he's a gadol, and then give her a get at that point in time. So that's it, he's koneh, he's yivama. So that's what we just explained, that he doesn't give the get until he becomes of age. Again, he has to have to have bi'ah with her when he becomes of age, and then give her a get. Umitamei kinida, yotamei mishkab takton helyon. If he has bi'ah with a nida, then he'll be classified as a boel nida. If he's classified as a boel nida, then he'll have tum'ah like the nida. Be mitamei mishkav takton ke elyono shel zav. He'll give tum'ah. Tum'ah, make everything a rishon, the tum'ah that's under him, even though he's not touching it, right? Just like the elyono shel zav, something that his zav carries, because he's considered to be a boel. If he's less than 9 years in one day, it wouldn't be considered bi'ah. If it's not bi'ah, you can't be a boel nida. Posel v'enu machil, he's posel someone, meaning that if he sleeps with a woman who is a bat kohen, and therefore if he's either psula or if he's getting married to her somehow, then he will take her away from receiving truma anymore. V'enu machil, but if he marries a woman, he cannot feed her in truma. Why can't he feed her in truma? Because over here, even though there is a kiddushin Dioraisa, nevertheless, he cannot make a chuppah. He can't make a nisuin because he's a minor. And in order to have nisuin, you'd have to be someone who is of age, right? Has reached the appropriate age. So even though he can create, excuse me, kedushin dioraisa, he still cannot create nisuin dioraisa. So in that case, he can't. We know that the din is by truma. That even though min haTorah, Kiddushin is enough to create the Chiyuv HaTruma. Nevertheless, the Chamim were Gozer, that only when you have Nisuin do you feed the individual Truma, and not when they only have Kiddushin. So here, since this minor can only create Kiddushin and not create Nisuin, therefore, he can't feed this woman Truma. Now, Tosos questions Rashi's explanation that it has to do with the fact that he can create Kiddushin and not Nisuin, because the real problem is that he's a Katan. And a Katan can't create Kiddushin. So the Tosos suggests over here that he doesn't Machil over here is because he's a Katan. And since he's a Katan, and even though he can create Kiddushin through Bia, he can't create Kiddushin of Kinyan Kaspel. Since he can't create a Kinyan of Kesef, therefore he's not able to feed the woman Truma. In this case, Uposela te Behema b'gal gabei mizbeach, and he ruins a Behema from being put on the Mizbeach. I mean, if he has bishtiyahut, if he sleeps with the Behema can no longer be brought as a Korban. Because now any animal that is performed bestiality is not ra'ui for the Mizbeach. Viniskelet ayado. And the animal will be put to death because of this child. If he sleeps with any of their rayot of the Torah, they will be put to death. He's a minor, so he won't be put to death, but they will be. So over here we have a case, again, where you have a minor who sleeps with a behema, and the behema is put to death. So again, there is embarrassment, but the boy is not going to be put to death because he's a minor, and yet we're still killing the behema. So this should be a conclusion or an answer to our question. So Kevin de Mezidu Takala Nami Ika. So the same answer we gave by the girl, which is since it's done intentionally, there really is a takala here. Rahmanu de Chasaloya. He's not punished because he's a minor. That's the Rahmanus that the Torah had. But in Ochanami, there is Mezid and there is Takala. Alay Dide Chas Rahman on him, the Torah had Rahamim. Abahema Alochas Rahman. But by the Behema, the Torah doesn't have that, and therefore the Behema is put to death. So again, the same answers we had before, that we're really talking about a case of Takala and Kalon, and therefore you can't prove anything. So Tashma, the last proof we're going to try to bring is from our Mishnah. So my love, being the sefer takala v'kalon, if the second reason in the Mishnah given for the fact that a behemah is put to death is because of takala and kalon, then resha kalon below takala. The first case, again, should be a case of takala below kalon, which is how we explained the Mishnah before. Explained the Mishnah before to say the second case is a case of takala v'kalon. The first case in the Mishnah, or the first reason given why the behemah is put to death, which is takala with takalat kalon. What's the case of kalon by itself without takala? Yisrael abala behema b'shogeg. That'll be exactly the case that the question of Rav Hamnuna is. So Gemara says, "Lo seifa takala v'kalon, reisha takala below kalon." No, the seif is a case. You're right of takala kalon, but the reisha is a case of just takala without kalon. And what's that case? Echidami ovi kuchavim abala behema. That's an ovi kuchavim that sleeps with a behema. Uch debay minei berav sheishes. Like the question that we had from earlier from Shesheshes is what happens with a ovi kuchavim that sleeps with a behema? What's the din? Is takala sufficient or not? Now, what the Gemara basically did was the Gemara asked two questions. We asked a question of ovi kuchavim with the behema, which is takala without kalom. Shogeg, a case of shogeg with a behema. Yisrael shogeg with a behema, which is a case of kalom without takala. So Gemara wants to bring a proof from our Mishnah. What the Gemara ended up doing was reading the Mishnah in each question the opposite way. The Gemara is really, having its cake, wants the cake and eating it too. They want the cake and eating it too because they're explaining the Mishnah in each case to say, look, it's not a proof to you because I can explain the Mishnah the other way. Since I can explain the issue the other way, I don't answer the question. But by saying that, you would answer the other question. Because you're making it either, it's either takala or it's kalon. You have to pick one or the other. The Gemara, when it says, oh, I want to answer up the question of takala, it says, no, it's talking about kalon. When it comes to answering up the question of kalon, it says, no, the Mishnah is takala. So what the Gemara basically is saying in the end is that the Mishnah is inconclusive. The Mishnah is inconclusive. We can't prove it. It's not necessarily takala because it could be kalon. It's not kalon because it could be takala. If that's the case, you can't answer the question. Because we don't know which way to go with the Mishnah. If you don't know which way to go with the Mishnah, you're right, could answer one of the two questions, but we don't know which of the two questions it's really answering. So therefore it answers neither of the questions, because we don't know how to read it, whether it's takala or kalon. Therefore it would leave, in our cases here, we're left open with the question of whether takala is sufficient to put the behemoth to death, and whether kalon by itself is sufficient to put a behemoth to death. All right, we'll stop over here.